Blog Talk Radio.
I believe one of the biggest reasons why mental hospitals cannot help people is because they don't treat people as individuals. Everybody is lumped together, you know, given the traditional tranquilizers and treatment. And so many of those people have physical problems that can contribute to their mental well-being. And many of that is the causative of that is the drugs that are prescribed by doctors, you know, the side effects and all that. How many doctors, psychiatrists believe in these drugs that have given people feelings of suicide? I don't believe they've been taken off the market. The Federal Drug Administration approves them, and they know the research on it. So you have a real problem with people trying to get help from the traditional mental health system, which incidentally wastes a lot of money. Now let me clear up a couple of things, because first of all, Inner Sight doesn't believe in, we don't believe in violence. All right. So if someone is violent, I don't believe they should be out in the public, at least not alone. You know, somebody should be with them if they know that they've been known to go off. And many a times, it's not the person's fault. You know, drugs are irritating their brain, their nervous system. So we're totally against violence. And I'm not happy with people who drink either, I got to tell you, you know, to get drunk and all that. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, a little wine once in a while is good for your stomach. It says it in the Bible. But drunkards are not welcome, you know, because they're troublesome. So, years ago when I worked as an advocate, I didn't work for the hospital. I worked for the people. I had my own. I was with Howie the Harp, who was one of the founders of the Harp Center here in New York, and out in California. They called him Howie the Harp because he played the harmonica. That was his nickname. Howard Geld was his real name. Anyway, learned a lot from being involved with that movement. We had a psychiatrist who was a friend who was a former mental patient, which is very rare and unusual. Former mental patient, and many, many times he helped people to wind down off the drugs, to find other ways, you know, vitamins, aromatherapy and whatever else would help. A big help to many people back then was an herb called St. John's wort. It comes from a plant. And B vitamins were recommended. But you see, when you go into a mental hospital, 95% of the time, you're not going to get stuff like that. Maybe in California, maybe a few progressive places out in Cali, you might come across that. To the time, you're going to get the traditional Thorazine and Prolixin and all that, and Haldol is one of the worst. I had a girlfriend who was on Haldol, and that stuff really.
Inner Sight's here.
That yeah, that stuff really freaked her out and made her feel horrible, you know. And then you have another problem with those drugs. They put weight on you. You know, they make the body retain water, and then they ruin your gums and your teeth. Now, how can people feel good mentally if they're going downhill physically and they're taking these drugs that are supposed to, you know, heal their brain, and in the meantime, they're tearing their body up physically? That doesn't make sense to me. You're telling somebody to feel good. You're giving them drugs that have horrendous side effects and giving them other conditions.
And yet you want them
to feel good mentally. See, that's where medicine doesn't make sense. What'd you say?
Yeah. I said, well, it was kind of weird because when you go in, you know, for any kind of mental illness, you have to give them all the drug names and stuff like that. And I don't understand right then and there, a lot of these drugs have associated with death. How could you want to take a drug that's associated with death? I don't take any of my drugs so far have not been associated with death, but close, but not associated completely.
Well, I don't know about that. You better check again.
Yeah,
you had a near miss with death a month ago.
Oh, yes, I have.
So I would double check that. I'm not so sure about that. But, you know, the side effects alone, and the reason they want you to tell them what you're taking is so they can protect themselves.
Yeah.
Because if they give you something and it conflicts with what you're taking, and you become comatose, or, you know, pass out or whatever, they're liable if you're under their roof.
They almost put me in ICU.
That's why they want to know what you're taking. Not so much to help you.
No.
To help themselves.
That didn't help me at all.
Protect themselves.
Yeah.
So you
imagine
have
waking up in the middle of an emergency room and not knowing how you got there. That's what happened to me. It was terrible.
Yeah, well, you don't remember, but...
I don't remember anything. Which is a good thing.
This is what happens. It happens to thousands and thousands of people. You know, we used to call it the revolving door.
Oh, yeah.
You go into the hospital, you stay a couple of weeks. They give you the drugs. You know, you talk a little bit. Then you go out and you resume your life. And the same thing keeps happening. And by the way, you know, I don't, Inner Sight does not believe in suicide. All right, we're not believers in that. I won't help anybody who wants to commit suicide. That's between them and God.
That is, but I wouldn't do it.
But
ever.
Really, when you think about it, you cannot stop somebody from committing suicide. If they want to do it, they're going to do it.
Oh yeah.
So
it's true.
But don't promote it.
No, I don't.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, New Jersey, and Adopt an Akita. It's Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon. That's the email. So check it out. Akita, very versatile dog and very intelligent dog. Big East. Akita Rescue. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Third Eye. Insight. You want to stay in shape, have some fun, and learn how to protect yourself? Give Devin a call. He's the director of the Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight on the Facebook. All right, let's see. I want to thank Shelby's Kitchen, our friends over there, Tom and Michelle. And their number is 631-286-0444, Bellport, New York. You want some good food. And when you're over there, notice a painting of Milton, maybe pictures. Milton, the guide dog, whose life was taken by a trainer at the Guide Dog Foundation last July.
Mm-hmm.
So call the district attorney. Help us raise our voices for justice. Spencer Mendez is the district attorney on this case. 631-853-4104. 853-4104. Tell them to further the investigation and upgrade the charges against this horrible woman who killed Milton.
They have something.
You've got to get enough people to call. What?
They have something that was on the news at the time. It was under CBS News, who put it on mainstream network, which was kind of nice. All the stuff wasn't mainstream. It was just, But they did. It was CBS.
Karen Gustav did the story.
Yes, exactly. I'm sorry?
Yes, and now what happened? I gave you an amendment. Anything on it, on the petition?
On the guide dog one, I put it up.
You put up the amendment?
Yes.
On the petition?
At least I think I did. Let me take another look. You're making me second guess myself.
Did you put Milton's picture up there?
I still have to get that picture off of one of my text messages, but I'll have it
done by
tonight.
Yeah, we need the picture. Very important.
You know, I know. Tonight I'll have it up there, the picture.
All right. So we've amended the petition. Wait a minute. Before I say this, are you sure it's up there?
I'm looking, just to be sure.
All right. We're going to double check.
Yeah.
And if you find it, You can read it. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090 is our Inner Sight phone number.
I have the... I'm sorry.
We're here every night, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. You have what?
I have the actual amendment. You want me to read it out loud?
Yeah, read it.
Please. Okay, please sign the petition in honor of Milton, the guide dog who was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation last July. License and regulate all service dog schools so people and dogs will be more protected.
All right, now you got to send that out on the Facebook all over.
Oh, okay, the same one? All right.
You know, that we amendment to the petition. But you got to put a picture of him.
Yeah, that I have to get from...
Very important.
No, I know. I have the picture.
All right.
After
Make
I
sure
sent
you...
it to Ira, by the way, I had the picture, there. So I have it ready.
Yeah, you want a picture of Milton?
Yes.
All right, so please sign our petition.
Please.
Do it in honor
of
Milton.
Two petitions.
And help us reach that million name mark, because... we're not going to stop. I spoke to Michelle today, and she says, go all the way.
Really?
So,
I don't blame her.
I don't blame her either, man. They killed her dog.
That's right.
It's not going to be swept under the rug. It's not going to... We're not going to stop talking about it.
No, we're not.
What are they going to do? Kill everybody to make them stop?
Yeah, right.
All right, in a sight.
Terrible.
All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avante Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all those who perished at the hands of evildoers, Inner Sight remembers them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. And Gary, my buddy who... get you the free dog food and cat food. All right. 631-484-3085. I heard a note today on NBC that Amazon is curtailing their charity help.
Really?
So Gary's going to need some extra help.
You know what I do?
He relies on Amazon.
I purchased, because we didn't have a 501c3, but he did. He wanted, you know, he said put it towards Amazon Smile. Now I got to change it if he wants a certain way of doing it.
Well, you better verify that they. I heard on the news.
Yeah.
That they're cutting back on their charity help, so I don't know what form that's going to take.
What does that mean? What does it entail?
You have to check that.
Okay.
All right, Inner Sight. Again, the number, Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And give them a call, look up their website, see what's going on over there. I'm hoping that their audit came out all right.
Yeah, right.
All right. Inner Sight and Kennedy Realty, my buddy in Islip, a supporter. Thank you, Anthony Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Islip Cleaners, a donor. Thank Danny over there for his support. And all our friends, all right? The Suffolk Bus Corp is another one. We certainly thank them. Inner Sight, every night, 8 to 9 Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank Lorraine for putting the word out there on some of these chat lines. And now she'll be putting it out on her show, her 800. Her show, which is called, now wait a minute, let me get my notes here.
Okay.
A lot of new stuff within a site. All right. Open mic with Lorraine and friends. Friday night, excuse me, Friday night, 7 to 8. Now you dial this, an 800 number. All right, 1-800-780-8834. And then you're going to have to put in a code, 444-6207-pound. Now, let me give you that again. The show is Open Mic with Lorraine and Friends. And, you know, she'll talk about Inner Sight, she'll talk about the disabled, but and also people who are not disabled. You can call in.
That's right.
You can talk about anything you want on that show, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
1-800-780-8834, and then you dial 4446, the code, 444-6207-pound. So check that out tomorrow night. I'm going to try to call in myself tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Lorraine, open mic with Lorraine and friends.
What time is it, you know?
And I'm happy to say that we picked out that name for her.
Yeah.
7 to 8.
7 to 8, and then it comes us after that
tomorrow
with the Follies. Yeah.
7 to 8.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we'll be on after that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and thank you, Lorraine, for changing your time. I think it was a good idea so that we don't conflict with each other.
That's a good idea.
All right. Inner Sight, talking about the mental hospitals. Anyone out there ever been in a mental hospital? We'd like to hear your experience. You don't have to identify yourself. Any callers?
Hang on. Let me go back and look.
The number here, 213-816-1650. You can remain anonymous, of course, if you want to call in.
Yes, we have people. Let me see if they want to talk.
All right.
No,
anybody wants
not
to
yet.
Comment?
If anybody wants to talk, just press the number 1. Okay.
Yeah. Reform is definitely needed in these mental hospitals. You know, I think the law should provide that people are treated like individuals because everybody is different.
Yeah.
You know, many people who go to a mental hospital, let's say, let's take the worst case. They tried to, or they were thinking about committing suicide, or maybe they tried it, you know. Many of those people are just looking for attention on a problem, on a situation. What?
Yeah. Or just help, meaning that they're you know, really in a bind. They don't know who to go to. They ask for help. You know,
I mean, that's a hell of a way to ask for help, but, you know, sometimes people don't think.
Right.
You know?
When they're sick. Yeah.
And these doctors can make it worse by drugging them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of trying to get at the heart of the situation, you see. A lot of it has to do with money. You know, and many of the people who go into these mental institutions have no money.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctor is you know, not that concerned with them. He or she has their mind on the big money people. Oh, I got to get back to the office. I got John Rockefeller's brother coming in, you know, my $1,000 client or whatever, you know. Stuff like that. Believe me, it happens every day.
Yeah, I know. You know? Mm-hmm.
Heard a story today, in fact, of a medical doctor who gave a friend of mine a prescription. He was supposed to give him medicine for 30 days. He only gave him medicine for 10 days. Where was his head, you know?
In his butt.
Many of these doctors are too damn stressed out because they're worried about the damn money.
Not only the money, that they're going to be held accountable for whatever happens to the person.
Yeah, well, he didn't patient enough medicine, and he had to wait.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he got it straightened out, but I'm hope. Mm-hmm. Not that I believe in. I told him, I said, take the wild oil of oregano. This guy came down with COVID, you know. So they say. But anyway, an example of what I'm talking about. You know.
Oh, yeah.
So the mental hospitals are notorious for giving out medicine. You know, all they want to do is quiet the person down, and sometimes that's necessary, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but not to get them addicted.
No.
You know, and ruin their life with it. That I don't agree with.
Neither do I.
You know, there are other ways. See, here it is again. These doctors are not looking for other ways to help people.
No, they're not.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're not calling upon other people who may have a different view, a different idea, and know about organic medicines that could help without ruining a person's life or the parts of their body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the biggest problems.
Yeah.
Years ago when I worked at... Well, I didn't work for the hospital. I was a volunteer with the, we called it Project Release. One of the places I went to was Creedmoor in Queens. And they had a whole ward of blind people walking around, milling around with you know, no purpose. And many of them were my friend said, looked like zombies because they were so overly medicated. See?
Now
it's worse when you're blind and you go in there and you're disoriented and you're not allowed to have your cane or your guide dog. You know, they get over on you with that. And that's even worse because now they give you this tranquilizing medicine on top of it. You can't see.
Mm.
And you're walking around, and you're just stupefied.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried to help as many people as we could, you know, to get out of there. And we had a psychiatrist who was a good friend and a former mental patient who try to wean people off of these drugs who didn't believe in them. But today, you know, that try to find somebody like that today, and
Well, yeah.
I don't know. So, I doubt if you would.
No. Not that, you know, way.
Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Don't forget, tomorrow night is our Funnies night.
Yeah, right.
The Follies.
That's right.
Right here live on Inner Sight. We'll do some Red Fox. We're going to do some Lauren Hardy. And Louie will be here. Louie the Lip.
Yes, he will.
He's always acting stupid, even though he's very smart.
He is very smart.
And we'll have fun with Lou. And, oh, I'm going to tell you about the story when I was a kid in school. Janie in the Closet.
Oh, no.
Oh,
poor
yeah,
Janie.
Right, poor Janie. How about the teacher?
Yeah, poor both of them.
Yeah. Well, how about me? I was in that closet. All right,
uh-oh.
All right. Don't give it away. Yeah.
I'm not.
That's tomorrow night, Janie in the Closet. And I had another skit. Can't think of what it was. I'll have to ask my girlfriend. I think she gave me the idea. Anyway, tomorrow night, 8 to 9, after you listen to Lorraine with the open mic, Lorraine, open mic and friends. Open mic with Lorraine and friends.
That's it.
Tomorrow night. By the way, since I mentioned that, let me give you that 800 number again. Why not? To get on that show with Lorraine and friends, open mic, 800-780-8834. And then you put the code in 444-6207 pound. All right? Just think of gaining weight, you know.
Uh-oh.
Or losing weight.
That's better.
All right. That's tomorrow night, 7 to 8. Open mic with Lorraine and friends. New show. And she's had it for a while, so it's an older show with a new twist.
Yeah.
All right. This is Inner Sight, and if you are mentally stressed and you're in a stressful situation, you know, advocate for yourself. Try to help yourself. Go on the internet. There are plenty of doctors on the YouTube and the internet who can advise you. You know, you put in the particular problem that you have, you know, if it's at home or in the office or, you know, within yourself. And they can suggest, there are many doctors that can suggest vitamins and therapy that will help you.
Yeah.
A lot of people may need those herbs and vitamins in the form of injections to go right into the bloodstream, depending on the condition.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So before running to a mental hospital, try to do it on your own. And if you have a friend, that's even better. If you need somebody to help you, call Inner Sight.
Yeah.
We'll help you.
Definitely.
We've done it before.
Oh, yeah.
You know, our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. We've had experience helping mentally disabled people for many, many years. I've had a lot of experience with that.
You do, yeah.
And we're not psychiatrists, so
no,
we don't have a psychiatrist, so we're not gonna turn you in. Try to keep you out.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight, and around the world, and I just want to touch on what we talked last night on the nursing home show, that horrendous article.
Yeah, right.
Now, there's a situation there that can definitely cause mental illness.
Yes, it can.
You know, how many people, I wonder, because of the woes in the nursing homes, have been sent to mental hospitals?
Oh, yes. A lot of them.
Sure.
I know for a fact somebody, but I'm not going to mention the person's name. They don't want me to.
I'm sorry, I had to put the phone away. What'd you say?
I said one person I know, you know, was in a mental hospital, but she doesn't want me to mention her name. She knew I was doing this show, but said to me, you know, please don't mention my name, but I can answer some of the questions if you put them in email and send them to her.
She was in a mental hospital? Was she in a nursing home?
Yes, she was.
And she went from there to the mental hospital?
I'm sorry?
She went from the nursing home to the hospital?
Oh, no.
Oh.
No. Somebody different.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yes, but these nursing homes can definitely contribute and cause mental illness.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, with the abuse, the food they give people.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? Somebody said that Hitler was the way he was because his diet was too high in white bread.
No way.
Yeah.
I could see that, but that's really, why would he be so hyper and strung out?
Well,
don't make sense.
Certain foods can make you that way.
Yeah, but I don't see how it could make it dangerously so.
Sure.
It's just
sure
white
it
bread, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of scientists and doctors believe that people are eating the wrong diet. You know who
believes that?
The late Dick Gregory, the black guy. He believed that of black people, that they're eating the wrong diet, and that's why many black people turn violent. Because it happened to white people too, not just black people.
Yeah.
So diet is part of your well-being, your mental well-being.
Yeah, it is.
You know, things that you eat, and vegetables are very important. Parsley, oregano, rosemary, to mention a few, cilantro.
Yeah.
Very important to eat, to munch on that stuff. Vinoce, we call it in Italiano, but it's fennel.
I love fennel.
Vinoce.
I really do. Tastes good.
So, if you're having mental difficulties, examine your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you doing? What are you involved in? What are you? Are you happy? You know? Are you living with somebody who's making it very stressful for you? Sometimes you got to make a change, world.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So there you have some inner sight advice.
I know. Inner sight.
I ought to start a column like that.
You should. Really?
This is the inner sight advice.
For tonight.
If your girlfriend doesn't treat you right, throw her out tonight.
You're so funny.
All the women will hate me.
Nah.
All right, inner sight. And, people have to learn more how to protect themselves. You know, it's so true. Don't rely on the medical profession.
Mm-mm.
They don't know about health. They only know about sickness. Remember, a friend of mine got a message on his phone today. I don't know who sent it.
Mm.
Doctors are not interested in health. They're interested in sickness.
Money.
That's how they make their money.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Do you go to a doctor when you're healthy?
No. You go when you're unhealthy.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times do they make people unhealthy?
Don't let me get started.
Yeah. All right, let me give, this public service announcement. Milton, the guide dog who was killed back in July at the Guide Dog Foundation. And, you know, they should be doing a lot more to straighten the situation out, and they're not.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be the worst part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The district attorney on the case, Spencer Mendez, Suffolk County DA, 853-4104. Give him a call. Tell him to upgrade the charges and bring about severe punishment for those involved in the killing of Milton, the guide dog.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You heard it right here on Inner Sight. And sign the petition. You'll see the information about Milton up there. We're going to try to get, we got to get the picture up there.
Yeah.
Change.org. Put in the service dog petition, Inner Sight service dog, and you'll get the petition, and you can read the whole thing and the amendment on Milton. And please sign it. Put it on your Facebook. Put the word out for us.
Yeah, I can.
And if anybody would like to create a day for Milton, you have a company or a business or a town out there, you know, we reach all over the country and all over the world. So anybody, a day for Milton. Bring together the disabled community and let people talk about what guide dogs mean, and hopefully that will lead to the passing of a law. Schools are not licensed. They're not regulated.
Yeah, they're not.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Anybody has any questions about our organization, or tonight we're talking about mental hospitals? I remember one of the worst, Pilgrim State.
Oh, yeah. Right here.
Wow. I remember in Central Islip, I believe it was.
Yeah, it is.
I remember going there, got a call from a woman, and she wasn't blind, or she was mentally disabled, yes.
Uh-huh.
And she wanted to get out of there. She said it was a horror house, you know. And,
oh, yeah.
And we went in there. And I think I let her, at the time, I let her stay in my apartment a couple of nights, and then we got her a place.
That's nice.
So they released her in my custody.
Oh, jeez.
You know. But that was all right. She's coherent.
Good.
You know, very intelligent woman, and we got her out. I don't know what eventually became of her, you know.
Mm.
But the point is, that's the kind of thing we did
mm-hmm.
when we were able to do it, you know.
Yeah. Did you go with Howie the Harp at the time?
No, not on this. No, I was alone.
Oh, okay.
I went to visit her.
Okay.
Not knowing that she would be leaving with me, you know. So,
now that's a change of plans right there.
As it worked out, you know, we got her out of there.
Yeah, it's good. She's getting all of them out. I have no problems with that.
Well, you gotta make sure, you can't just get people out. You gotta make sure that they have
stable.
A good place and some mm-hmm. kind of a plan, a good plan for help. We had a psychiatrist. We had a meeting
mm-hmm.
once a week, I think it was a meeting.
With the psychiatrist?
We had a support group. We could tell people how to get help. You know, we didn't just get people out and leave them on the street.
You can't do that. It's against the law.
So, again, you know, if you're in a mental institution, call Inner Sight if you want. We'll help you.
Yeah.
You know, 631-224-3090. We'd be happy to talk with you and find out what's going on. And the only thing we won't deal with is violence.
That's right.
All right.
Mhm.
So, other than that, we'll do our best to help you.
Mhm.
All right. Inner Sight. And yeah, don't forget tomorrow night the funnies.
Oh yeah. Nobody could forget that.
Check it out. Let's see. 8:40, New York. Inner Sight. And you know, the mental hygiene department spending its billions of dollars on people, and most of those people just wind up in a hospital and never really get any help, you know.
No, they don't.
You know, you how many times have you heard the story? A lot of these guys, they say they're mentally ill, who get a gun and go on a rampage and kill people, you know.
It's like, and, you know, does that give you a license to be, you know, to kill somebody? I'm going to say no. You don't have that license.
Yeah.
You don't even have that authority. Nothing should be
making you kill
another person. You know?
Their lawyer will use it as a defense.
Of course.
You know? So what happens is the person will get incarcerated in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
you know, the criminal division of the hospital, a number of years or you know, evaluation or whatever, and then they let him out, and the same thing occurs.
Baba, 8:38 a.m., 8:38 a.m. This is my account.
You know?
Almost all
oh, my gosh.
41 p.m.
So,
sorry.
Obviously, they need to change what they're doing to help these people. You know, what's the cause? Again, you know, many a time the drugs that they're giving them will cause violence, some doctors have pointed this out. And the medical profession completely ignores it.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have a real situation. Is this person a real killer, or was it the drugs that just made him do it?
A lot of the drugs say they invoke psychosis. Now, he never had psychosis from any of those medicines. I would sure hate to have that, you know?
Yeah, well, everybody's affected differently, of course.
Yeah, I know.
Now, what about an allergic reaction?
Oh, I've had that before.
See?
A medicine.
Certain people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you give them too much. I've seen it where they've overdosed people on Thorazine, and now they can't even walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's been said, and I know it's true to a certain degree, that a lot of these hospitals will tranquilize people because then they don't have to work.
That's it.
You know, they
just
keep the person,
right there.
The person will fall asleep, and you know, sometimes that's good. But again, there's no individualized treatment here.
That's right.
You know, that's the bad part about it.
Mm-hmm.
They do the same thing to everybody. I'm really pissed at the. I heard an ad on the radio many a time. I think it was over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
or it was in the fall that they had this event, suicide prevention, right?
Yeah.
I'm really annoyed and pissed at these people that they allow, and they didn't say, to my knowledge, didn't say a thing about it. They allow these drugs, some of these drugs that are on the market, where they warn you. Can you find a drug on the internet where it warns you that it may make you feel suicidal? Can you find something?
Yeah, I can find it. Hold
Look
on.
Something up. Let's see what it says.
Yeah, I can. Hold on.
And you know, and you've got the suicide prevention that were coming out and saying how, you know, anybody can call them, and yet they condone these drugs.
At the same time.
Why don't they do something to get rid of them?
Yeah.
See, that's the
thing. I would like to see something like that. Would be nice.
Why do they allow people to take these damn drugs? Why don't they protest against them? Or you know, they've got so many people, they're supposed to have a hotline and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they condemn these horrible drugs that can make you feel like you want to kill yourself?
Yeah. You might be so down in the dumps that the medicine puts you into, you know, severe depression.
It's horrible. Yeah. Had a woman on my show, not going to mention her name, a while back. It happened to her sister. We did the show in honor of her.
I remember that, yeah.
And her sister was taking this drug, and she was talking about it on the show, how it made her feel so depressed, degraded, that she wanted to kill herself.
Yeah. I think she managed to. I'm
yes,
not
she
sure.
Did.
I don't remember the outcome
she
of
did,
that.
She did, yeah. She committed suicide.
Yep.
Now, where the hell is the suicide prevention? Why aren't they preventing by getting rid
the
of these damn-ass drugs? You see what these organizations do?
What?
They do a half-assed job, believe me.
Oh, that's the truth.
Inner Sight will not be involved in a half-assed job. We tell it like it is.
Yeah.
You know, we stand up for our rights and for people's rights. Like that song, Johnny Cash,
yeah.
I won't back down.
Right.
I'm gonna stand my ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's us.
That is us. I don't see any of us ever backing down, not once.
And by the way, every time I think of Johnny, I can't help telling my Johnny Cash story, how I met the man in black one November cold morning out on Fifth Avenue when I was playing a song that I wrote.
Mm.
And he was walking down Fifth, or up Fifth, with his son. And he stopped to chat with me, and gave me a $20 bill.
Oh, that was cool.
Like a dope, I spent it. I should have got him to sign it. I didn't even think of it.
Well, you know, it
But that's my Johnny Cash memory, and you know, the great. We kept in touch for a while. He used to come out east every year to do the Shinnecock Festival for the tribes, you know. Johnny was part Cherokee.
Oh, he is part Cherokee. Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it won't back down.
That's right.
Stand your ground. You know, if you believe in something,
do it.
Get it. Do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know. And I think these suicide prevention people should insist that all these drugs that make you feel like you want to kill yourself are taken off the market.
Yeah.
And find something better to give people.
That's right.
It's out there, believe me. God made it.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at some, but I get to a point that I can't see what the all of it. So it's really very half-assed, frustrating.
Well, can you read
the
part where it says about
elderly
suicide?
People with dementia-related psychosis having lost touch with reality to confusion and memory loss, that taking this drug can be very detrimental.
Yeah, but it doesn't say anything about suicide, right?
No, I'm waiting to look for more.
There was one or two of them that specifically said it may give you feelings of suicide.
Oh, yes. I remember seeing them, but I have to go back and look.
I hope they took them off the market.
Me too.
But I doubt it. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Do you like mental hospitals? Do you not like them?
I don't.
Would you go to one?
No.
I know I wouldn't. I wouldn't turn to them for help.
No. Nope.
I don't believe in what they're doing.
There are people who are there who do that. And that's scary to me. Very.
I want to celebrate and talk about my friend. I never actually met him, but I know of him. I believe his name is Richie. He's 100 years old.
Oh.
And he's not in a nursing home.
There you go.
There's an example.
Right there.
And you got to praise his daughter.
Family. Oh, daughter. Great.
Who helps him. So, very dedicated. 100 years old. No nursing home world. See, it works.
It does. All right. I got to one that says a side effect. I just want to see if it has it.
Oh, all right.
This is a pain
talk
in
about
the butt, yeah.
Suicide?
I'm looking.
All right, so...
Nope.
It's
another antidepressant.
There's
no
one or two of them. If you can't find it, don't worry about
this.
It. I know I've heard them advertised on the on television.
Me too.
You know,
yep.
Sitting in my friend's office, my friend Harry, the internist who I know for many years, and they're playing this commercial. One comes on and says, "May give you feelings of suicide. If you feel that, call your doctor immediately."
No,
what the
I
hell is the doctor
going
to do? Help you kill yourself?
What are they going to do? That's right.
He's the one who gave you the crap. You're going to call him?
Well, Not always him, you know, it's maybe
that
the psychiatrist.
Make sense.
Yeah.
Why would you call the person who gave you the stuff that made you miserable in the first place?
Right.
You want to get away from that person, don't you?
Yes, you do.
I know I would.
Me too. I would not want that anymore.
I would talk to my dog. I'll get more out of that.
Yes, you do.
Better believe it.
I miss
it,
having
man.
A dog, Frank. I really do. Not having a dog.
Huh? Get one. You don't
I
have
do
to buy the
to.
Food. Get the dog and Gary will give you the food.
The person who doesn't want to disturb Gary from helping people, he thinks that we make tons of money.
I
think it's just an excuse, not for
that.
A dog.
Inner Sight, 853 New York. That's between you and him. I'm not getting involved with that.
Yeah, no, I know.
All right, Inner Sight. And by the way, if you're feeling suicidal and you're not, you don't want to, you don't believe in that line, or you don't want to call them, call us.
Yeah.
You know, but don't expect us to help you do it, though.
No, that won't happen.
No way.
That's right.
We'll try to advise you. And, you know, another problem is when you talk to people and you try to give them some good advice, they don't listen. There's nothing you can do about
it. Some don't. Yeah. Some do, some don't.
You know, if you're not going to listen, what's the point of the whole thing?
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I might just get one for the hell of it. Oh, here it is.
So,
here's the one a medicine that did it. Okay, before this medication, okay, tell your doctor or pharmacist medical history, especially of family history of psychiatric disorders such as bipolar, manic, depressive disorder. Let's see. Personal family history of suicide attempts. Right there.
No, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yep.
That medicine
and then
should
it
not
goes
be on
the
market.
With other,
what the
other
hell? What's the name of that stuff?
This one, I think, is Cymbalta. Yep.
Cymbosis?
No, Cymbalta. Let me get you the proper name spelling.
Stay away from
that. C-Y-M, yeah, C-Y-M-B-A-L-T-A. It's an antidepressant. Duloxetine is another name for it.
Sounds like a horror movie.
I was on this, actually. I really was. And I won't be,
you, got
you know.
That. Don't take that.
Oh, I don't take it anymore.
You
know, once
works
I had
on your brain, you know, it works on your brain. That's what it does.
Yeah, no.
It alters chemistry of the brain. The brain has chemistry.
Yeah, no.
You got to keep that chemistry balanced.
Oh yeah. You know what I did? I actually took some vitamins, you know, that I've had lately. And they've been helping me better in certain circumstances than a lot of the stuff that were given to me when I went to the hospital. And that was scary, in a sense, because it's something that's such as a vitamin, a good vitamin. I don't mean something that you don't have any, you know, following on. Like, people are telling you what to take, and it's a
all
good
right.
thing that they're telling you.
Before you tune us in tomorrow night, tune in... Lorraine Show.
Yeah.
Open mic with Lorraine and friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you that number one more, that 800 number. 800-780-8834. And then the code, 444-6207 pound. So that's 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Dial that number and you'll get some... Talk about whatever you want. All right. All right. There you have it. Inner Sight around the world, and tomorrow night is the funnies over here. So don't forget to tune us in. And by the way, you can listen to this show anytime you want, day or night, in the archives of Blog Talk Radio. And we thank you. Can you give me a quick number? What's the total listeners?
Yeah, hang on. Let me go back.
Total
here,
listeners.
I'm in the world.
Of Inner Sight.
Oh shoot! You made me make a mistake.
100.
Yes.
17,000.
Oh, it's coming up. Yeah.
Finish that number. 117,000.
331.
117,331.
We went higher.
I've said it many times, and I was going to say it again. All you people, each send us $5.
Mm-hmm.
Within 5 years, I guarantee you, we'll change this system.
Oh, I'd love to see that. If I had money, I'd give you all of it.
$5 from 117,331 people.
Yeah.
Figure out what that is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night. Thank you for listening, everybody. Goodbye, world. Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner, get more. Get more inner sight. Inner, 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 sight.
Good night, everyone.